This is Ayla Ellison, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review, with your daily healthcare business briefings. Here are today's top headlines. President Donald Trump is demanding changes to the $900 billion COVID-19 relief and $1.4 trillion spending bill passed by Congress December 21st. In remarks Tuesday, the president called the $600 payment to Americans included in the measure ridiculously low and is demanding the checks to individuals be raised to $2,000. Additionally, the president criticized congressional leaders' decision to pass the relief bill by combining it with a broader spending plan. President Trump didn't say he would veto the legislation. The spending deal Congress passed December 21st includes a ban on surprise billing for emergency and scheduled care. However, ambulance rides, the largest source of unexpected out-of-network medical bills, were left out of the legislation. The New York Times reported that lawmakers saw adding ambulances to the measure as being too hard, and they were worried about arguing with local governments, which typically oversee the services. Lawmakers also had little data on the actual cost of ambulance trips, the Times reported. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis has subpoenaed HHS Secretary Alex Azar and CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield on alleged political interference at the CDC throughout the pandemic. The subpoenas, issued December 21st, require Mr. Azar and Dr. Redfield to provide documents the committee had previously requested. James Clyburn, the committee's chairman, wrote in a letter accompanying the subpoenas that the subpoenas were necessary because the Select Subcommittee's investigation has revealed that efforts to interfere with scientific work at the CDC were far more extensive and dangerous than previously known. HHS has disputed the committee's allegations of political interference. After months of shaky financial performance from U.S. hospitals, November held much of the same, according to Kaufman Hall's December flash report, which examines metrics from the previous month. Hospital operating margins and revenues fell, and expenses continued to rise above 2019 levels. November's median hospital operating margin came in at 2.5% year-to-date with the CARES Act funds, and at negative 1.1% without them. New York City-based health insurance startup Oscar Health is taking its first steps to officially file for an initial public offering. Oscar said it confidentially filed a draft registration statement for its IPO. The draft registration submitted to the SEC doesn't disclose the size and price range for the proposed IPO. The health insurance startup has grown steadily since its founding in 2012. Oscar covers about 420,000 Americans. Americans rated nurses as the most honest and ethical professionals for the 19th consecutive year, according to an annual Gallup poll. A record high 89% of respondents gave nurses a high or very high honesty and ethics score, marking a 4 percentage point increase from last year's poll. Medical doctors are the second highest rated professionals with a 77% rating. Those are the biggest healthcare business updates for today. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.